Good evening. This is Alex Steinberg, the pro tem chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm calling this meeting to order. It's January 9th. The time is 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Aaron, our pro tem secretary, can you please call the roll? Grace, are you on the call?
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was on the call.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, Grace Aaron from KPFK, that's me, I'm here. Robin Collier, affiliate director, are you here?
I'm here.
Good. Chris Corey, listener from KPFA.
Here.
Okay. Bill Crozier, listener from KPFT.
Here.
All right. Donald Goldmacher, listener from KPFA. Jan Goodman, listener from KPFK.
Here.
All right. Heather Gray, new affiliate director.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs, staff director from KPFA.
Here.
Good. Wally James, listener from KPFG. Dwayne Lark, listener from KPFG.
Dwayne is muted. Oh, but I see him. Oh, okay, good.
Martha Peterson, listener from WPFW.
Here.
Good. Ron Pinchback, listener from WPFW, I mean staff from WPFW. Ralph Pointer, listener from WBAI. Lawrence Reyes, listener from KPFK.
Present.
Okay, Sean Rhodes, staff from WBAI.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosin, listener from WPFW.
I'm here.
Good. Mansour Sabah, staff from KPFK.
Hi there.
Good. James Sagerton, listener from WBAI.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorton, listener from WPFW.
Here.
Good. Alex Steinberg, listener from WBAI.
Present.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, listener from KPFA. Okay, we have we have 15 members present. We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I just want to take a second to welcome our new affiliate board member, Heather Gray. Heather comes to us from WRFG in Atlanta, one of our great affiliates. And I want to also welcome back to the board for another term, Robin Collier.
And thank you.
Thank you, too.
And the next item is the nomination election of a chair pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Alex Steinberg.
I accept. Are there any other nominations?
Mansour would like to nominate Bill Crozier.
Okay. Mr. Crozier, do you accept the nomination?
I'll decline. Thank you, though.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
Mansour would like to nominate Nancy Sorden.
I'll decline. Thank you.
Okay. Any further nominations? Okay. Seeing no further nominations, we have one candidate, Alex Steinberg. Are there any objections to Alex Steinberg being the pro tem chair for this session?
Mansour would like to, what's the terminology, participate but not voting, whatever that is.
Okay, Mark, Mr. Sabak is abstaining.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Alex.
he has to wait until the vote is taken to abstain.
That's, you're correct, yes. Okay, now we have to go to a vote. Madam Secretary, can you please take the roll on this vote?
May I be recognized, Mansoor?
No, you may not. We're going to
I was just
going to
shorten up the process.
It's too late.
You don't have, you don't have to take the vote. You don't, I'm the only one, so that's it.
Okay, this is Grace with a point of order.
And what is your point of order?
You don't have to go to a vote unless there's an objection. There are no objections, so you are elected without objection.
I interpreted his earlier statement as an objection, but okay, if that's not an objection, that's fine.
Yeah, this is Lawrence, point of order.
What is your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
It seems like Mr. Sabah wants to be present and not voting.
That's fine.
That's correct once in a while.
Parliamentary would like to speak out.
Mr. Tatum, yes?
Yeah. This is addressed to Lawrence through the chair. When a person wants to be present, not voting, it will show up on the record. So it's no need to say present, not voting. We know you're present because you answer to the roll. And if you are not voting, then you abstain. So those are two different issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Okay, so we go to our next order of business, and that's the nomination election of a secretary pro tem. Do we have any nominations? I think Lawrence was first. Go ahead, Lawrence.
To Eileen, I'd like to nominate Grace Aaron.
Okay. Ms. Aaron.
As vice chair?
Were we supposed to do vice chair first?
Okay,
my mistake. This is a nomination for vice chair. I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at the agenda just then.
I'll be recognized, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Mr. Lark, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no further nominations, are there any objections to Dwayne Lark as vice chair?
Ms. Bill, please list me as abstaining.
Mansoor as well.
Okay. Are there any other objections? Okay. Then we'll note that Mr. Sabag and Mr. Crozier are abstaining on that vote, and Dwayne Lark is the vice chair. And the next item of business is the nomination election of the secretary pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Grace Aaron.
I accept.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no other nominations, are there any objections to Grace Aaron as secretary pro tem?
Mansoor, present, not voting, abstaining.
Mr. Sabak, you can... let me ask the parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum, if somebody wishes to abstain, shouldn't they simply just not vote?
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. Here's the issue, though. I believe these people who are abstaining, and they can correct me if I'm wrong, that they want it to go into the record, into the minutes, that they are abstaining. Now, technically speaking, the board will have to vote on a person asking for a personal statement to go in the minutes. But in this case, Alex, for the sake of going forward, I would just say that these people who are abstaining, duly noted, and then go on. And just go on.
Okay. Then are there any other objections to Grace Aaron as Secretary Pro Tem? Okay. Seeing none, Grace is Secretary Pro Tem for this session. Next item is excused absences. Do we have any excused absences?
We have two that I know of. Can I be, this is the Secretary, may I be recognized?
Yes.
We have Tom Voorhees and Ron Pinchback. Those are the only ones I know of.
Okay. So, is that a motion to excuse Tom Voorhees and Ron Pinchback?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
A second.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion?
I can unmute.
Okay. Seeing no objections, then Tom Voorhees and anyway, they're both excused. Do we have any volunteers to be timekeepers for tonight?
Me, Nancy.
Nancy, you're going to do both topic and people?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. Before we go on, I just want to explain to the public that we are going to be moving into closed session primarily to consider the appointment of an interim chief financial officer, which is a contractual kind of thing, and that's generally done in closed session. And we will also be having a mediation session, which is confidential and cannot be an open session. We will not be returning to open session tonight. So that's...
Chairman, are we recognized? This is Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
Yes, I have a request for information, Chair. I'd like to request that the policy on seeking a legal opinion by board members be sent out as soon as possible, maybe tonight or by tomorrow. That's my motion.
Well, we can't take a motion right now. We don't have an agenda.
That's a parliamentary, and if my request is in order.
Mr. Tatum, is that request in order? We have not actually voted on an agenda. We're about to go into closed session, at which time we will take a vote on the remaining on the agenda. Mr. Tatum?
Yes. It is in order to make a motion at any meeting that you have. Special, executive session, open, doesn't matter. A motion is in order if the motion is legal. And it has to be seconded and it has to be voted on.
Okay, even without an agenda.
Even without an agenda.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so do we have a second to Mr. Reyes' motion?
Dwayne Lark.
Okay, Dwayne has a second. Okay, is there are there any objections to this? It's basically just a request to send out the policy on making a request for legal opinion.
This is Grace. I have a request for information.
What is your request?
Does anyone on the call
have access to that policy?
Well,
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Mr. Reyes.
Thank you, Mr. Steinberg. So I'd like to just say that I know there is a policy, and I don't want to state it because it may be incomplete. So I would hope that that could be pulled up and sent out to the directors either tonight or tomorrow, by tomorrow. Thank you.
This is Wally James joining the call.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. James. Well, I think we'll do the best we can to find the policy and send it out. I'm not sure it's exactly on, I'm not sure where it is, and, but we'll hunt it down.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. I assume there's no objection to this, correct? Okay, then let's move on. And we need a motion now to adjourn to closed session so that we can continue with the business of the board.
Second, Nancy.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Can somebody contact Otis and have him take us off the stream?